Hello, Les Raymond here with the Mindful Movement. Whether you are about to enjoy one of Sarah's beautiful meditations or dive into a podcast interview, I would like to remind our community that the best way to support the Mindful Movement is to support the companies that make this happen. Sarah and I are very picky about the companies we choose to work with, and we are grateful to have the relationships we have and to share them with our listeners. You can learn more about our affiliates through our website by clicking on the Favorites tab. We are excited to have recently added Sun Lighten as an affiliate. They make state-of-the-art infrared saunas, and their founder, Connie, came on for a recent interview if you would like to listen. Our Sun Lighten sauna has been a family favorite for over a decade. Some of our most popular affiliates are the Grounding Mats from Ultimate Longevity, which we sleep on every night, and the Apollo Neuro, which Sarah is now wearing daily to help manage stress. When you support these brands, you in turn are supporting the Mindful Movement and helping Sarah and I continue to devote our time to this passion. Whether you check out these companies or not, I just want to say thanks again and reiterate how grateful Sarah and I both are for all of the support over the years. I hope you enjoy the episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome to the Mindful Movement Podcast. I'm your host, Les Raymond. Thanks for joining me today for another episode. I have Urai Kachar on with me today. He's the CEO of SomaVedic. Now, SomaVedic is a company that makes a frequency therapy device. Sarah and I have had this device in our house for the last several months. We like it. We're not exactly sure how it works, so I was looking forward to the opportunity to pick the brain of the CEO and discover a little bit more of how this device works, what all the benefits are, and maybe what others could expect from it. I hope you enjoy the episode. Thanks again for tuning in. All right, I have Urai Kachar with me. Urai, thank you for joining us on the Mindful Movement Podcast. I'm really grateful that you're willing to take the time.
Of course, Les. Thank you for having me.
I want to just start off with what a SomaVedic is. I have one. I like it. It's beautiful. I'm not exactly sure why I like it. And I'm looking forward to learning and letting the audience come along for the ride here. Can you start off with telling us, how would you describe what a SomaVedic is?
Of course. So SomaVedic is a subtle frequency therapy device. That means, it's emitting or creating this coherent field around it. That, you know, this coherence, you know, is it's a positive thing for our bodies, because they can start their own healing processes. You know, it's supporting the body to start its whole healing process. So it's a more natural state of the environment compared to those environments that we live currently, in our high-tech society. So that would be, like, in a nutshell what it is.
Can you elaborate, Urai, on the word coherence? Maybe what you're referring to?
Yes, yeah, so coherence is, in a way, like harmony. You know, when there are coherent, let's say coherent waves, they are the same frequency, the same amplitude, they are just the same and just, let's say, like flowing. If there's something not coherent, it's chaotic. You know, it's chaos. It has no structure, no repeated patterns, in a way. So coherence is something, like natural something. If you would visually see it, it would be like pleasing to eye. So, That's like my take from what I was, you know, when I was reading about it, and that's my summary, my personal one.
So could that be interchangeable with harmony? Does like harmonizing, does that speak to the same concept of what coherence is, like when things are in harmony?
It would be, yes, it would be very, very similar to the state of harmony. Yes, exactly.
Okay. So what brought you to create one of these? I mean, first of all, and we'll be showing the audience what this thing looks like. It's a beautiful device. It has like a sense of quality to it, just holding it, that, you know, it kind of radiates a sense of quality, which I really appreciate. You could tell a lot went into it. What brought you to feel the need to create it?
Yeah, so I'm the CEO of Somovedic Technologies, but I'm not the founder.
Oh, okay.
Of course, the founder is a dear friend of mine. He came up with the Somovedic out of necessity. So, you know, he was years ago, he was struggling with his health. The doctors were not able to help him. So, you know, he turned to Eastern medicine, you know, to Eastern approach to health and wellness. He started to study Ayurveda and Chinese medicine and different healing modalities of precious stones and minerals. And eventually he was able, you know, to heal himself. So he then started to help his friends and family, you know, but in a way, like, he's an IT guy, you know, like a mathematician. He's no doctor and anything like that. But what he was doing was helping him and his like friends and relatives. And during that time, he found out that the cause of some of the, you know, illnesses or struggles he had were from EMFs, like electromagnetic frequencies and geopathic zones. And so what he was doing was helping. And years after that, again, he decided that, you know, to put all the knowledge and experience into a device. So that was the very first, you know, idea and behind the Somovedic. And the very first Somovedic was basically born in April 1st, 2011.
Okay, so this was to help his own healing. It's interesting, like, even if you're watching on the video, you could see I have like crystals. I've always been attracted to crystals. The plants are my wife's. She's totally into plants and I'm totally into rocks. And together, they always work well together. Like, where we have rocks and plants in like every room. And I could remember going way back as like a very small child. My mother would take us on trips. We would go to this one kind of resort town in Pennsylvania. And we would go to this like old town. It had like this old historic main street. And there was a crystal shop there. And every year I would go during the summer. And I was like obsessed with something drew me. Like, I just liked being in that crystal shop, and I've never lost that obsession. Like, when we go on vacations now, I'm always looking for the crystal shop in that town to like bring home something to remember the vacation from, if you will. And I know that you mentioned like that there's crystals or gems or metals involved with how the Somovedic is made, and I assume it's relevant to how it works. What is that connection? Like, I don't know why I like being around crystals. I just know that I like them. And it's hard for me to articulate what I feel from being connected to them, but I feel like it's something I want to do. How does the aspects of a crystal or an element or a metal relate to how the Somovedic is helping someone's health?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, when you have a great background, but by the way, you know, all the flowers and everything. So, you know, on on Earth, there are various places where you feel like relaxed and calm. You know, it may be some vortexes, you know, it may be some natural healing places, and you don't know why, but you just can feel it, you know. And some people that are more sensitive can feel the, you know, the power of, let's say, these places, or of the healing modalities of precious stones and minerals. So, you know, because as now we know that everything, you know, like vibrates at a different frequency, all of these like gemstones and minerals have their own frequency that our bodies respond to when we are near it.
So they're naturally emitting a frequency, like there's an energy that comes off a mineral?
Yes. I mean, yes. So there is, because, for example, my friend, he, you know, he was training to be a shaman for years. And he said that after a few years, he could tell from a distance, just by placing his hand, let's say 3 to 4 feet above some kind of like gemstone, he could tell the difference. He said he could almost like taste the difference, and taste different in his palm. He could tell the difference in terms of the, if it was hot or cold. It doesn't mean when it was cold that it's bad. He could just basically, you know, from a distance, could like differentiate, you know, between various gemstones. So yes, like everything emits some sort of energy. So yes, even gemstones and minerals, and if you have a very specific crystal shape for Dr. Marcel Fogel, the known IBM scientist, he was the it's called Fogel cut crystal. People can Google it, and that's
I'm sorry, can you spell that? Your accent's a little strong.
It's Vogel. Fogel.
Okay.
Fogel cut crystal. Because he came up with the, you know, with the proportions of it.
Okay.
So in the Samavedic, there are these various precious stones and minerals, but we are also, what we are doing, we are using our own frequency therapy technology that is even amplifying those properties. So it's not, Samavedic is not, you know, because usually if it would be only, let's say, crystals and gemstones, you could come, you know, to any crystal shop, just buy a bunch of them, you know, and voila, that there you would have it. But it's very specifically chosen, even the structure, the placement, together with, you know, with the technology, is what's creating a Samavedic. Why? It's also the reason why it's different and unique from other, let's say, devices in this space.
Okay. So all the crystals around my house, none of them are plugged in. So this one gets plugged into the wall. So you're charging its energy source somehow. So it's essentially amplifying the existing like frequencies that a crystal does put off, just to cover, like to have more power, to cover more ground with it. Is that the idea?
Yes, exactly. That's the main idea. Because as Samavedic is based on these precious stones and minerals, and that's the core of it. It's working, of course, even when it's not plugged in. It doesn't need the so it, of course, the full efficacy, the 100%, is when it's plugged in. But when it's not plugged in, you know, it has about 50 to 60% still the efficacy, because it's based, you know, on what we are just discussing. So, and as Samavedic was designed, so you just clean the dust out of it. There's no maintenance, You cannot open it. You cannot recharge, you know, the stones. So that's why it's recommended to have it plugged in. So the stones basically keep the, let's say, the same strength. And based on the measurements that we've done with bioresonance devices, for example, the oldest that we could test were about 9 years old, and they still had the same strength as 9 years ago. Of course, the environment changed drastically, you know, because the right. EMF exposure and all of that is exponentially increasing every year. So we have to make every 2 years like more powerful devices, but the power remained the same for even after 9 years.
That's great. And there's a simplicity to it. I mean, what we've done, and correct me if I should be looking at this differently, is we basically have it plugged in a very central location of the house. I think it's going to just kind of cover the whole house. And it makes for like a beautiful light at night. Like, and I want to get into kind of what it does and what it's protecting. As you mentioned, EMFs a couple of times. So I know the world is kind of filled with electromagnetic frequencies. A lot of them are, I guess, natural. They've been evolving along our side. But there's a lot that are, I guess, considered like non-native to our biology, and they're all relatively new. And it's a lot for us to adjust to. You know, it's a change, like you said, it's a change in the environment, and it's changing every year more and more as more technologies are kind of put into effect in our environment. So it's important to be aware of it and maybe try to account for them. Like, we even have a switch at home where, I guess it's called a kill switch. So before we go to bed, we hit a button and all the power on the second floor of the house like shuts down. And it's remarkable. Like, you feel instantly a settling of the nervous system, like down a few notches when we do that. There's something to be said for it. And I feel like, and what I like about that is it's easy. It's a click of a button. And the somatics I like also because it's easy. Though it's, you know, it's obviously an advanced thing, you know, product. You could tell there's a lot inside of it. But the application side, it's just plug it in, walk away, and just have it kind of introduced into your environment in hopes that, I guess, we're hoping that our biology resonates and harmonizes with the device itself, with these more positive frequencies, as opposed to trying to like harmonize with your Wi-Fi router or something. It's like giving it something more inviting to connect with.
Yes, exactly. You know, when you mentioned EMFs and our adaptation, you know, there were two scientists, I forgot their names, but in 2015, they've done a study when they were comparing the levels of EMFs in 2015 compared to 100 years ago at the beginning when the electricity was invented. So let's say 100 years ago, that's not even two generations. The levels of EMFs were billion times higher than before the electricity invention. So this is extremely, extremely high levels that obviously our bodies were not designed for and even could not have evolved, you know, in two generations.
Right.
Yes, where we are now, it's not very, you know, natural to our bodies and to ourselves. Of course, I'm not against technology. You know, I love it. It's allowing us to speak now, connect with our families. It's really making our lives like convenient. But at the same time, the safety standards have to go hand in hand, you know, with the advancement of the technology. And, you know, with the recent 5G rollout, it's adding another layer of EMFs because 5G is not replacing what was here previously. It's adding another on top of it. So,
and the financial incentives in these technology industries are so high. it's hard to believe that safety is going to be prioritized as much as like productivity.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's you know, this would be a totally a whole different topic and conversation. But yes, with every industry, you know, big pharma and like you name it, even food, the money comes first, and then there's all the rest. But yes, you mentioned that you have a kill switch and you can feel the difference. And yes, what Somovedic is doing is like mitigating the EMF effects on our bodies. So the stress response is not that strong. Of course, there is a stress response, but approximately, you know, like it's just less. The stress response is lower.
Is that the main way that people would, if they were trying to figure out like if they are affected by these increased levels of EMFs, is the general like level of stress a good indicator? Like, is when you check if it's working, do you measure like heart rate variability or some kind of marker of like how the nervous system, like the state of the nervous system, how it's responding to whatever is potentially insulting it at the time?
Yes. So the most common feedback that we get from customers, except the data, I will mention the data we have. So the most common feedback from customers is improved sleep, that they just sleep better. They have more energy during the day, fewer headaches, less brain fog, and they feel in sort of like calmness and peace. So these five things are the most common like feedback that we get. We get it on a regular basis. So on a biological level, there's definitely something going on. And the data that we have is showing that, yes, the HRV is improving. We have various, you know, like MDs, doctors that have Somovedic and, you know, have Aura rings, and they are measuring, you know, everything for the last, I don't know, 2 years. And we have lots of, you know, feedback or even screenshots how people are, and even these MDs are sending us screenshots of, look, this is what happened the first night and after introducing Somovedic into my environment, into my home environment. The HRV went up immediately and stayed up for the, you know, since then. So it's the HRV, even the deep sleep is improving, you know, the levels of free radicals are going down. So it has a definitive positive effect on our biology and our biomarkers.
Gotcha. I remember the first couple nights we turned it on, both my wife Sarah and I, we actually felt a little off, and it was and we were wondering, like, is that like, I know in the past I've done a bunch of like detox experiments, I like to tinker with things, and it resembled that. Like, I felt like, I think we both felt like we were having like a detox reaction. Is that typical, normal? Is that something to be worried about if someone experiences that?
It happens. It's nothing extraordinary. We have about 30 to 40% our clients that experience various type of detox symptoms, or it can be even adjustments. You know, because all of a sudden your body in your home, because when you bring Somovedic home and plug it in, the energy shifts. And the body just, you know, just start this detox, you know, processes. So someone can have a headache, for example, for, you know, for a few minutes or hours. You know, someone can feel a bit dizzy, or I have a friend that she said that she had to run like four times to the toilet a day. I mean, okay. Just for one day, but the detox like was gone. But this is just a, you know, a notion that something is going on, you know, that there's a shift and the body is adapting to it. But this will be over in a day or so, and then, you know, the body gets adjusted to the you know, to the energy, and you know, and then our more subtle things are going on.
Gotcha. You know, this speaks to something I spoke to recently. I just recently put out a podcast talking about healing and kind of where to begin. And I've always feel, well, I've been through a bunch of healing myself through all kinds of like toxicities around mold and Lyme and parasites and some food related things. And I think I've come to the conclusion that the place to always start or to reconnect with anywhere along your way is the nervous system, to like nourish the nervous system. So you have like the signal to that your body's in a place of safety where it can allocate resources to healing and it's not distracted with other stresses. And I feel like this is a great tool because it's easy to use and it speaks right to that. And there's not a lot, you don't really have to do anything. You just kind of allow it to run its course. I have a question. So they come in different flavors, it seems, Uri, like on the website, there's a spectrum of colors, and I guess they have different things that they focus on. Can you elaborate a little bit on what the differences are and why somebody might choose one style or color as opposed to another? And I know price might come into play because they look like they're priced differently, so that might help with your decision. But what's generally the difference between the different colored Soma Vedics?
So there are two main differentiators. One is the strength of the field. So all of the Soma Vedics, they create a field of approximately 100 feet radius, up, down, left, right. So it's pretty big.
It goes through walls. You don't have to worry about.
Yes. It covers basically the whole apartment. So. And as I was saying, so the main differentiator is this strength of the field. So for example, if it's able to mitigate the 5G effects. And the second one is water structuring capabilities, if it's able to harmonize or structure the water. Basically, just by placing a jug of water next to it, the same field, the same coherent field that the Soma Vedic is emitting, is also structuring the water around it. And the way how you can tell is with the taste. It's the, you know, people can tell the difference, that just the water tastes more smooth, more silky. And we even get feedbacks that the plants start to grow faster or the leaves are bigger. We had like photos from before and after, and they were pretty amazing. So this is the main basically differentiator between the models.
So when you say the water, you're referring to more the texture of the water when you say silky, and that comes with structuring. We've never really discussed the structuring of water on this podcast before. Can you double click that a little bit and explain what that means for the listeners? I don't fully understand. I've heard that water can hold frequency, but I'm not exactly clear what structuring water means.
Yes, so water can hold like frequency, or some people say water has memory, you know. And there's this Japanese scientist, Dr. Masaru Emoto, who brought it to the mainstream attention about the structure of the water. So basically what he was doing, he was basically sending positive or negative emotions to water, and then he was freezing the water.
Right.
And under the microscope, he was looking how the water crystal looks like. And in majority of cases, if he had positive emotions or intentions, like love, harmony, peace, the water crystal was, it looked like snowflake. You know, it was beautiful. It had regular shapes. It just looked really, really nice. It was symmetric. And when he was, you know, when he was checking out the, you know, the water that he was sending, let's say, negative emotions to, it was, there was no structure. It was chaotic. There, you know, yeah, it was just pure chaos. So this is the difference in terms of the water crystals between structured and non-structured water. And so the chemical composition is not changing, but the structure of the water is, and with that, the taste of the water as well. And currently, I mean, you can find structured water, of course, in nature, in flowing rivers, but there's no structured water from your tap or from your bottle. But so Soma Vedic is harmonizing and structuring water. But you can, or anybody can, as Dr. Masaru Emoto showed, anybody can do it without any device.
So he was doing it just with thoughts or emotions. So that itself gives off a frequency, which is then structuring the water.
Yes.
And I guess naturally, when you say like a running river, is that being structured because like the Schumann resonance, like the sound waves that are coming off the earth, or is that coming from like the sun hitting it?
Yes, it's a combination. It's a combination of sound, of Schumann resonance, combination of vortexing when the water is spinning, because that's another way, for example, how to structure water is by spinning. But yes, anybody can structure water, you know, just by smiling at it, sending positive, emotions to it.
Are you back?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sorry about that. We will edit that out. We lost you for a little bit there.
Welcome back,
Uri.
Hi.
We were talking about structuring. So anybody can do it. The earth has its natural ways of structuring. And this is another way to do it because you have this device that is emitting these positive frequencies that our biology appreciates. And how close, can it be anywhere in that 100 feet? Or do you have to put like the bottle that you're drinking that day right up near the device?
So ideally it would be right next to the device. That's why we recommend placing some Vedic somewhere in the center of your apartment or home, in living room or in the kitchen.
Gotcha. Is there any evidence of, like, I understand that if you structure the water and then you freeze it, you get a different display of crystals, and one's more, I guess, aesthetic, like naturally please, like maybe objectively more pleasing to the eye. But what does that mean for the body? Like, is water generally structured when it's inside our body? So like we accepted structure water more easily to like flow through our cells, or do you have any insight on how that works and the difference of having water structuring that we're drinking?
Yeah, in our cells there is only structured water. So the structured water is the most natural state of water for our bodies. It's the most bioavailable. But you can't measure it with with pH, with chemical composition. It's sort of like a energetical thing, you know. It's just but when and there were different experiments when you use structured water or water you send positive emotions to, and you water plants with it, they have a different growth rate, you know. So even without adding anything into the water has direct effect on the biology of plants and even humans.
So do you notice anything different when you're like, when you're drinking water that's structured with the Soma Vedic, would you expect the same thing or just an amplification of whatever you would already be getting from having the Soma Vedic nearby you? Is like, is that the way that it's working also? Is it structuring the water that's already in your body for you just by being in your, by the device being there?
Yeah, it is one of the things that Soma Vedic is doing. It's, you know, harmonizing the water inside of your body. But the let's say the bigger part is, you know, the mitigating the effects of EMFs. But to answer your question, I can share like an example that or experience from my colleague.
Sure.
When she started with Soma Vedic. No, she said that she used to drink like a gallon of water a day and still was thirsty. And she was having these huge migraines, like huge headaches. And since she started to structure the water with Soma Vedic, she said she's not thirsty anymore. She's drinking half of what she used to drink and her migraines are totally gone. So that's, you know, everybody, of course, is experiencing it in a different way. But this was how she was experiencing. That means because it's more bioavailable, you know, her body needed less of the water. And thanks to the improved hydration, most probably because of that, she got rid of the headaches.
Gotcha. Do you know, Uri, if water needs like electrolytes in it for it to be structured? Like, can you structure water coming out of a reverse osmosis filter that is supposedly like stripped of all the bad stuff, but also stripped of maybe the good stuff too? Or do you need to like add some minerals to it to like hold the frequency? Are you familiar at all?
Like, to be honest, I've not, you know, that knowledgeable in this. If you, of course, I know reverse of osmosis and all of that, and the electrolytes, but I don't know. I've never like seen comparison between like structured, let's say the reversed osmosis water compared to others. So I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay. Maybe we could find that out before we air this and I could add that. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
You mentioned something early in the conversation that I wanted to come back to. I think it was when you first mentioned EMF, you alluded to something called geopathic zones. And yes. I guess those are different areas of the earth that are different for some reason. Can you elaborate a little bit what that refers to?
Sure. So the most common sources of geopathic zones are, for example, tectonic plates, you know, the continental tectonic plates where they touch each other. There's the friction, even though it's very, very small, but they are creating geopathic zones. But the most common problem or the source of the problem or the geopathic zone is a flowing river, you know, that is underground. Because the flow of the river is creating a sort of vibration. And that vibration, that certain type of these vibrations are not healthy. They are called these geopathic zones. And, you know, this is known for thousands of years in Chinese tradition. They knew where to build houses, where not to build houses, because you can use even rods like dowsing. You know, dowsers can find out where a geopathic zone is or not. So, and there's data showing that just people that were living in geopathic zones, just by moving them away from it, their health started to improve. So in the long term, it has a negative effect. And yeah.
That's interesting. I would like to learn a little bit more about that. I might put that on my to-do list. So what are some of the other things that people could expect? Like, can you, you mentioned, I guess like one of your colleagues, they started drinking the structured water. They had a migraine go away. It seemed to quench their thirst a lot more than before. They needed a lot less water. You also mentioned that people generally sleep better. That's obviously important because better sleep has such far reaching benefits to like all things health. Are there any other like common things that show themselves when people, when people integrate the Soma Vedic into their home environment? Like what else would somebody potentially expect?
Yeah. So, you know, some people say that, for example, their pets behave differently, even like cats or dogs. Cats used to, you know, hang around Soma Vedic. Dogs behave differently, and even children. We do have people sending us, you know, like feedbacks or reviews, or that their children sleep better, or they got rid of nightmares, or they are more calmer, you know. So it, you know, it's really like a wide spectrum of things, and one of the, you know, let's say the most craziest or most interesting things I've heard was from San Francisco, where we've sent Soma Vedic to a friend of ours. And so after 2 months, he got back to me and he told me that, so they had a parrot, you know, like a bird, for more than 5 years, and it had no feathers. It was like naked for some reason. It just, you know, the feather fell off years ago. And he said that after 2 months, the feather grew back.
Oh, wow.
And he said, we didn't change anything. The same food, the same lifestyle, like nothing changed in our home, except that we brought the Soma Vedic in. And
why hasn't my hair grown back yet then?
Well, yeah, I would like that as well. Yeah, so
you could probably charge a lot more if you start growing hair back with this.
Yes, definitely. So, you know, the way how we are explaining these effects to ourselves and, you know, to anybody out there, it's that basically the field that the Soma Vedic is creating is starting the self-healing processes in our bodies, or, you know, or it's lowering the external stressors to plants or animals or to our body. So they have, you know, more energy, more time to focus on the regeneration.
Right. Yeah, it seems like the inner wisdom already knows how to heal. Like, people heal all the time, so the body must know how to do it. And when it doesn't, there's a good chance there's just something interfering. It just seems like there's things that get in our own way with our healing. And this is just another tool that we can use to help remove interference, whatever that stressor is. And I guess a lot of the stresses are kind of hard to see. They're environmental, but they're not, you know, they don't show up visually. So
definitely. You know, there's one thing I would like to mention, like an important one. When we were discussing the EMFs, you know, from various sources of, so we always stress that it's important to lower the EMF exposure as much as possible. You know, no matter what. I mean, if you have a Soma Vedic or if you don't, there are very easy steps that everybody can do to lower the EMF exposure. For example, you know, turning off your Wi-Fi router during the night. That's one thing, because you don't need it. Or have a kill switch, as you just mentioned. Using wired headphones instead of the wireless ones. I mean, that's when I see it when I'm walking through the city, as everybody with these wireless
totally headphones. Freaks me out, man. Yes. All the kids with the wireless It's like right next to your brain too.
Exactly.
Like, yes, are we going to find out something really ugly 10 years from now of what that's doing? I hope not.
I hope not as well. But, you know, well, the data is there. You know, there are more than 25,000 peer-reviewed studies showing various adverse effects of EMFs on plants, on, you know, on animals, on humans. So yes, I was just, you know, that's why I'm mentioning these things that everybody can do, you know, using flight mode on your phone when you have it in your pocket, for example, or when you are on the phone, you can use loudspeaker, you know, I mean, so you don't need to have it next to your head or brain. And even grounding, you know, or earthing, you know, just standing barefoot for a few seconds or minutes to discharge. And there's a great documentary called, it's in full length on YouTube, called Earthing.
Yeah, we had Clint Ober on the podcast. He was great. And that's a regular route, you know, that's a lifestyle in my house, like getting outside, putting the feet on the ground. Haven't really convinced my son to embrace it, but my daughter, I mean, she walks the neighborhood barefoot all the time. We're always looking to get in the sun, barefoot, on the ground, a little bit every day. It makes a difference. There's definitely something to do. It's one of those things that is hard to articulate, but there's something deep within you that knows it's right. Like, oh yeah, we're supposed to do this.
Yes. That's how my day starts. You know, I'm walking the dog early in the morning. Luckily, we are, you know, near woods, and there's a, you know, nice like field in front of us and grass and everything. So even though it's sometimes around zero, I'm barefoot. It's almost like the you know, the land would be like hot, even though it's freezing, but the sensation is that it's really hot.
I've like experienced burning. That too. I know what you mean. I don't know about hot and burning, but I noticed that I could go out in the cold, and I've wondered, like, is that my feet warming the ground, and then it's warmer, so it's not as bad. But I've always surprised how cold it could be outside, and you could be barefoot on the ground and seem to be okay with it.
Yes. So this is how I start my day. I still have to find time, you know, how to end my day like this, because you know, it's night and everything. But you know, when I'm walking the dog, it's natural habit.
What else do you do? Like, what other, you obviously think about this stuff a lot. What other practices do you feel like you lean on to help, like, nourish the body?
You know, to nourish the body and the mind, I really try to relax or meditate or whatever how we want to call it, you know, let's say 20 minutes a day. Because, you know, I run a company, and I can run it almost from anywhere in the world. But that has a downside, that I'm like always on, like always connected. You know, always thinking about the next thing and how to fix this or grow that. So, you know, the approximate 20 minute, let's say, meditation, it's because we are overstimulated with sound, with music, with infomercials, with all of that. So those 20 minutes like really recharge me, and I can feel it physically, you know, even mentally and physically, how it is, you know, how my body thanks me for that, for doing it, to have no like external stimuli and just be still or relaxing or listening to music with my, you know, feet up. So this is one of the things that I do on a regular basis. And I also try to do like intermittent fasting, but I'm usually on the 14-10 you know, hours, that I don't eat 14 hours, and then I eat for 10.
Gotcha. So yeah, that's a good rhythm there. 14-10 is very sustainable. I think some people push that idea a little too much, and get a little carried away, and it's not all benefits.
Yes. So the 16-8 I tried, but that was a bit, let's say, stressful for me. But the 14-10 I found very comfortable and basically like easy to do, and it's something that I could build like a habit.
All right. Well, that's great that you found that. Before we wrap this up, Uri, is there anything else you want to share with the audience or touch on about Soma Vedic or anything on the horizon? Or
yeah, so one thing that we did not mention is that the Soma Vedic is made in Czech Republic in an area called Crystal Valley. There are really world famous like glass factories from. And in one of those, we create the Soma Vedic. So each Soma Vedic is hand-built, hand-blown. You know, it's an old tradition. So each one is an original. You know, there's no factory in China or I don't know where you would put these together. It's really lots of hands are needed to put together one Soma Vedic. And really, it's really almost like an art to do. It's a traditional thing, and with each Soma Vedic, because people have to experience Soma Vedic, because not everybody can tell the difference. Even though the Soma Vedic is doing its thing, some people just can't tell the difference. And I do have an example of a couple where he called me after a month. He said, "You know, you're right. The Soma Vedic is not doing anything. You know, I don't feel anything." But he was just teasing me, because then he said, "But my wife, she loves it. Her headaches are gone. Her mood is better. You know, I'm not giving you the Soma Vedic back, because, you know, she's happier." So in case he would be, let's say, testing it, he would not feel anything. But she could feel the difference. So, but that's why we have a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Okay,
so it's basically risk-free, you know, to anybody to have 2 months the Soma Vedic in your home environment and see if it's a worthy investment.
That's great that you make it easy to try. So I guess there's just variability, like how sensitive people are. I've noticed that we have some other frequency devices that we play with, and I've noticed that different people respond differently to them. And, you know, I can't explain why, but it's obvious. And, you know, and that thing can, that changes over time too. Like, I know that my sensitivity to some other stresses, as I've gotten healthier, it seems like I have a higher tolerance. Like I could, my stress threshold has improved as I've gotten healthier. So even the same person might react at different times in their life to the same intervention. I'm curious of what other, you know, what things out there could drive that variability between people. But it's great that you offer that the money back guarantee in case, you know, in case it's just not a good fit for somebody, if they don't feel like they're getting anything out of it.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share?
I think we covered basically everything, you know, how it's made, you know, the story behind it, the data, customer experience, so I think, yeah.
That's great. I feel spoiled that these products exist. So I really appreciate your involvement and your efforts towards spreading these technologies. And it is, you know, it is art. It's like, it's where art and technology meet. And I love hearing how it's, you know, it's handmade in a glass blowing factory locally. Like, you get that sense when you hold it in your hand that there's a lot of human intention put into the build of it. And I appreciate, like, the quality really resonates, you know, it's a perfect word. It resonates with you. I mean,
yes, yes. I mean, yeah, we put a lot of intention on every step of the production. And so, and I think most people, you know, can feel it, you know, that, yeah, when they hold the Soma Vedic for the first time, that they can feel, you know, everything that's behind it.
Yeah, it feels substantial in your hand. And it's a beautiful piece of art to have in the house. If people want to learn more, what's the best way? Where should they go?
The best way would be to visit our webpage, somavedic.com, or Soma Vedic official on our Instagram.
Okay, great. And we will link that in the show notes. And for the listeners, Uriah has been nice enough, kind enough to extend an offer to our audience. So we will put that in the show notes. Uriah, thank you very much for taking your time out. I know you're a busy guy running this company, so I really appreciate you taking the time and educating myself and letting our audience come along for the ride. And I hope that our paths cross again sometime.
Definitely. I'm looking forward to it, Les. Thank you for having me.
All right. And the listeners out there, of course, always grateful. Thanks for listening today. Hope everybody has a great day.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode. It was nice to talk to Uriah and learn a little bit more about the Soma Vedic. Like I said earlier, Sarah and I have had this in the house for a few months. We like it, but we weren't really sure how it worked. So it was nice to hear a little bit more about the benefits and how its existence came about, really. If you are interested in discovering what it's like to have a Soma Vedic in your own home, Uriah has been nice enough to offer a discount to our listeners. So if you go to somavedic.com and use discount code MINDFUL, there'll be a 10% savings on their products. There's a few to choose from. I would ask you that if you do follow up and try one in your house, to share with the audience what your experience is. I do find it interesting to see how different people get kind of different results from these energy devices, and I would like to continue to learn more. So I appreciate your help with that, and I think other people in the community would also maybe find interest in how these things help others. If you have any questions, then please send them my way and I'll do my best to answer them, or if they're a question for Uriah, I'll try to get him to answer. Thanks again for tuning in. Always grateful for your listening. If you know someone that you think would enjoy this episode, please share it. And if you haven't left a review yet, if you would, we'd be very grateful if you went to your favorite podcast player and left a review. Thanks again, and I hope everybody has a great day.